It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Hello, everyone. This is Dave Jackson. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for taking time to listen to the morning announcements. To subscribe to this podcast, simply go out to schoolofpodcasting.net. If you'd like to learn more about our tutorials and learn how to podcast, go out to schoolofpodcasting.com. And in reality, you can sign up for the podcast at both sites. Have you ever had this happen? You've been hijacked by a shopper? I went out with somebody today to go to a couple stores, and they kept going to another one, and another one, and another one. And I've also come to the conclusion the song Marshmallow World. Oh, come on, you know you've heard it. It's a marshmallow world in the winter. Na, 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 na. Yeah, quite possibly the dumbest Christmas song ever written, and I cannot escape it. Curse you, Johnny Mathis. Anyway, on the show today, the holidays have me a little loopy. We're going to talk about networking today, and there's a lot of networking going on with podcasting. I had a lot when I went out to the expo in California, and there are different versions of this popping up. For instance, well, obviously the biggest one, Pod Show, that's nothing but a big network, headed by Adam Curry. That's why everybody's heard about that. That's the biggie. That's the big leagues right now in podcasting. But there's a new one, Podcaster. It's Podcaster. Doggone, I was just there. Podcaster News. Here we go. This is something that's been put together by Todd Cochran and other people. Very cool. The story behind this one is they're a little 5-minute podcast, so you can go out and kind of say, like, this one, this one, this one, and this one, and then the listener can kind of get these all together, which is kind of cool. And they're going to collectively, you know, pursue advertising, and then based on how many listeners you have is how much of that advertising revenue that you get. That's a cool concept. You know, Todd Cochran put together techpodcast.com. I believe he's the man behind that as well. So if you're into tech, you know, if it's tech, it's here, techpodcast.com. PodSafe Music Network, they just did something very cool. This is artists, this is musicians, and they actually created a Christmas song where, using the technology, people contributed to this song from all over the world. It's very, very cool. And they are now publishing PodSafe Music Christmas music. Go to xmas.podshow.com to get new Christmas music every day. So there is a lot of networking going on. And today I am talking with the 14-year-old head of the Teen Podcasters Network. Now you can find that out at teenpodcasters.com. His name is Michael, and I kind of joke with him that he's 14 going on about 40, but very bright kid, and yet at times very 14. So it's a very interesting mix, and he has come up with a lot of great suggestions for my site. I'm always open to, because it's really, as much as I'm the man organizing the site, it's really our site. So he's put in some great suggestions to the schoolpodcasting.com. Like, number one, one of the software that's being used a lot because it's free is Audacity. He's really been, hey, Dave, where's your Audacity tutorial? So, Michael, by the time you hear this, we should have an Audacity tutorial. So the show's going to go a little longer today because I'm rambling here at the beginning. And I didn't really edit a whole lot out of the interview. Now, I did record this via Skype, and this is how I did that for anybody listening. I ran the headphone out into the line-in of my iRiver, and then my headphones into my headphone jack, my iRiver. So I basically had, if you want to get super geeky here, my iRiver serial, inline serial of my headphones. So, and apparently my mic was blowing his head off. So I turned my mic down. Well, that kind of affected the way it recorded. Blah, blah, blah. It got kind of, all of a sudden I went Australian on you. I got kind of noisy. Crikey, it got noisy. So I used this software called SoundSoap to kind of clean it up, and I'm not really sold on this software either. It seems like most of the time I use this, I end up cutting too much of the high end out, so I apologize for the somewhat subpar interview quality. And with that, I will shut up and bring you Mike from the Teen Podcasters Network, as well as the Commoners podcast, and he'll tell you a little bit about that as well. Welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, of course.
How long has this been around?
We've been in going since late July, early August.
And how many currently people do you have in your network?
We actually just hit 50 podcasts, but of course some have multiple hosts, so we probably have around 80 people in the network.
Now, what kind of different topics do you have? All kind of the same thing? Are there different categories? Or?
Yeah, we have different categories. We just recently went into a categorizing list on the side instead of just a list. And we have mostly tech and science podcasts, but we also have gaming, media, music, comedy, philosophy, and just general life podcasts.
Is that something where if somebody signs up, they get all these podcasts, or can they subscribe individually to each one?
They can subscribe individually to each one. Basically, well, we're hoping to get eventually an RSS that has all of our podcasts, and a service is trying to help us do that, but I'm NDA on that one.
What inspired you to create it?
Well, first of all, the most important reason is I wanted to plug my podcast and get people to check it out. But the other thing is I wanted to show people that teens could podcast too, because a lot of people think that it's just for, you know, male 30, but there's a lot of other people out there. And I think that we're doing a good job of showing that all ages and all sorts of people can podcast.
What do you think the biggest misconception about teenagers is today?
That we don't know as much as adults think we do. Some podcasters don't like it when teens listen to their podcast because they feel that it's not appropriate. But because of modern age media, we've really evolved into, although it might not be beautiful, a less innocent sort of species, I guess you'd say.
Now, if somebody's interested in joining your network, how would they go about doing that?
The first thing that they would do would be to create an account on our site, and then if you go on the left, it says join the TPN, and then you click that and you ask you a few questions, how to get in contact with you, what your podcast is about, what the site is, what your feed is, and just all of our requirements and such.
All right. Now, here's a silly question. What happens if somebody signs up and they're 18 and 2 years from now? Do they get kicked out of the network?
Actually, what we're going to do is when, say, somebody turns 20, then obviously they don't have a teen at the end of their age. And what we do is we'd say that they're a graduate and they'd probably stick around, you know, still be friends with everybody. But that's definitely something that we've talked about.
Will there be an Old Farts Podcasters Network?
I don't know. They'd have to start it because I'm not too interested in starting that myself.
We were talking before, and you had mentioned that it's not just people linking their sites together, that you're actually providing benefits to being part of the network. What are some of those benefits?
Well, if you look on the side of our network, there's a sidebar that says affiliates, and all of those people that are listed there have provided us a service in exchange for their banner being promoted on our webpage. Our first, and I would say one of our best affiliates was Libsyn. Currently, they provide us with free MP3 hosting, 100 megs a month. And it's, you know, it's a great service. And since we're getting that for free for the people who want that, they wouldn't have to pay the $5 a month otherwise. Also, I know that you have this podcast designed, provides free album art for members of our network. I know, well, you have a discount, correct?
Right.
And we have, with Madtown Aces Audio Productions, they give us one free basic package every month to contest away. They also give 30% off anybody who's in the network. And we have two smaller affiliates, Podcast Pickle. They list us as a group on their page. And we also have Propaganda, because they provide us with a code to take off, and they gave us a copy to contest away. So basically, we're getting a lot of good stuff, and we're always looking for more. We're currently, if you click below Podcast Pickle, it says Want to Affiliate. And if you click that, it'll say who we want to affiliate with. We are currently looking for Juicer, iPod, or X free versions. Also, domain hosting, not MP3 hosting, but domain hosting.
So somebody like GoDaddy should come on board.
Yeah, we don't know how to contact them, but we would totally go for them. And since that is a bit bigger than, Libsyn's a bit big, but they haven't asked us if somebody who had domains, anybody who accepted that might possibly say at the first show with their domain, you know, this is sponsored by so-and-so. Right now, nobody has to say that for any of our affiliates, but the only thing that they do have to say on their show is that they're a member of the network. But
so when you say Libsyn is providing hosting for, you said you had 50 members. Are all 50 members getting free hosting?
Actually, no. There are certain people that don't want the things, and there, I know somebody said that unless it gets big, they're not going to want to use Libsyn because they're happy with how what they're using right now. And other people just don't want to change. But I would say probably 20% of our network is using our free Libsyn affiliation.
Now, tell me a little bit about your podcast.
My podcast, The Commoner's View of the World, located at commonercast.blogspot.com. It's basically just a philosophy podcast where I talk about ethical and philosophical ideas and relate them to a teenager's life, an average person's life. And the thing that's special about my podcast is it's a two-way relationship. If you send me email on your thoughts on the topic, I'll talk about them. If you send me an audio comment or if you send me if you send on my voicemail, you know, I'll debate it. And once every month, we also have a panel with some of my local friends who basically debate live. So,
now, how long have you been doing your podcast?
About 5 months now.
Do you mind telling everyone how old you are?
14.
14 going on 40. I've been joking.
Yep.
What do your parents think about all this?
They're a little wary of it, but they like the podcast. And I was just showing my dad how I track statistics and downloads and such using Libsyn's free. It comes with their services statistics and also website statistics. So they think it's cool, but there are certain parts that they're wary of.
Yeah, there's you never know, you know, there's always the thing when you put yourself out in public, you know, you never know who's listening and, you know, you could end up with a stalker, I guess.
Yeah. My thoughts, though, is the chance of there being a stalker is slim, and even slimmer is the chance that they'd choose me instead of, you know, anybody else. So I think I'm relatively safe. In fact, as my friend Shuby said from the Shuby Show, he said that, you know, it's less safe outside than it is sitting at your computer on the computer. So, yeah.
Now, is there any kind of criteria for signing up to your network?
Yeah. First, you have to provide a link on your site. And, of course, once you've started podcasting, you have to mention us on your podcast every so often. And also, if you're offensive, we don't mind if you're explicit, but if you're offensive, making fun of certain ethnicities and such, we won't add you to our network. And of course, you have to be between 13 and 18.
Do you have any plans in the future to things you'd like to just build up the site with? Or?
Yeah, actually, we're working on changing our government currently and how it's managed. And also, there's a service that I mentioned earlier that we're beta testing currently for them. And when this goes into full mode, they would give us a free subscription to it. But what it would do is automatically generate RSS of all the people in our network and OPML. So if you just wanted to subscribe to the tech podcast on the Teen Podcasters Network, you would be able to do that and have it like automatically update. So we're working on that currently. And we're also trying to get advertising. We've asked people who are interested in advertisers on the network to sign up with PodTrack and report their statistics to us so we can go en masse and get those statistics together for a better chance of getting advertisers for those that are interested on the network.
Very cool. Well, I congratulate you on a job well done. It's for being just around a few short months, you've got a lot going on there at the site.
Yeah.
What do you think so far have been, besides the goodies you've been getting to use, what are some of the other benefits of being part of the network that maybe you didn't foresee when you started it, but you go, wow, this is kind of cool. This is happening as well.
I really like that I'm making friends with people. I know that John from the Landing Pad podcast, he was recently featured on Podfinder. I've become really good friends with him and Robbie Trenchney from former Geek Talk Live, and now Rob Robbie's Tech and Life. I've become friends with them and pretty much everybody on the network. And I think that it's cool that we're getting together and sort of making a little club for ourselves, you know.
Now, do you have any advice for maybe somebody who's going to be, you know, thinking about getting into podcasting?
I would say that the best thing you can do is, well, the first thing you want to do is make your podcast. And once you've gone into 5 shows, that's when you want to apply to directories such as Podcast Alley and also networks such as ours, because everybody, as you said on your first episode, Dave, everybody hates their first podcast, their first few. So if this is following Rob's advice, but if you wait until, say, your 10th episode to apply to a directory, somebody who's listening to you for the first time when you've only had like up to 5 listeners, then like your family, those people would think that it's a lot better than if they had just listened to you on your first episode, and they might have better chance of staying subscribed. And the other thing is, you want to get involved in a network such as the Teen Podcasters Network. And if you're not a teen, you know, if you're a tech podcast, go join the Tech Podcast Network or apply to be worked into the Podcast Network with Cam Riley and Mick Stanek. They're great guys over there. And there's all sorts of good podcasts. If you're in an area, you should start a network for people in your area. I know that there's Detroit Podcasting Network, and I believe there's also New England Podcasting Network, and there's just all sorts of opportunities for you to meet people that have similar interests or live near you or people that are similar to you. So
yeah, it's a little more fun when you've got a group behind you than trying to build an audience all by your lonesome.
Yeah, and you get support. Like, say somebody who's new comes to me and says, I'd like to join your network and I want to get some good advice on improving my podcast. We can give that to them. And we can be sort of, you know, a support group.
First of all, thank you again for taking time to come on the show, and good luck with your network.
Thank you.
And again, that website is teenpodcasters.com, and the URL for your podcast was, again, the
commentercast.blogspot.com.
All right, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Dave.
And we will talk at you later.
All right.
Hey, and that is going to do it for this edition of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, the official podcast of the School of Podcasting.com. This has been a public version of the podcast. We do have a version that goes out to just our students. Speaking of the students, we had a cool, about a couple hours ago, we had our first ever conference call. It was very cool. Everybody's exchanging ideas on what mics to use and things like that. So if you needed another reason to go out and sign up to learn more about podcasting, there you go. So, oh, and I forgot to give you your random link. Your random link today. Let me go out to the website here real quick. And a random link. Okay, here we go. It's themes.wordpress.net. Now, what WordPress is, it's a free blogging tool that we've got tutorials on how you can change your skins so you can change how the way it looks. It's very, if you get tired of that same old, you know, light blue one, it's very easy to upload a new skin and check it out. And what the cool thing is, the theme viewer, if you go to that, it allows you to kind of see what it looks like in person, for lack of a better phrase, so you can help pick which one is right for your site. So to contact me, simply send me an email at schoolofpodcasting@gmail.com, or you can call our toll-free number, 888-563-3228. And am I forgetting anything? Oh, if you're interested in the show notes, since this is a public version, go out to schoolofpodcasting.net. For the students, those will also be on the inside under show notes. So I appreciate everybody taking time to listen. If you have any questions or comments, always looking forward to those. Enjoy your holiday season, everybody. You're going to blink and Christmas is going to be over. Isn't that depressing? And until then, class dismissed.